Hello, and welcome to 90 Second News, issue 107. Today is Monday, February 15th. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another great week. We hope you had a great weekend, and while we know it's belated, will you be our Valentine? Amazon takes on someone their own size, New York. On Friday afternoon, Amazon decided to get ahead of the game and officially file a lawsuit against Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, after she publicly threatened to sue the company if they didn't comply with her list of demands to protect workers from exploitation. In their complaint to the court, Amazon stated that James lacks the legal authority it purports to wield against Amazon, and asked the judge to confirm that. In a comment to the press, James simply said that she wasn't intimidated by anyone, especially corporate bullies that put profits over the health and safety of working people. Drops so your nose doesn't drip. If you're allergic to anything, get ready for some good news. Windley, a new startup, is working on making allergy drops, an alternative to allergy shots, more accessible to the public. Although allergy drops are oftentimes not covered by insurance, Windley has found a way to make the cost the same as the copays for shots, and it's available online via an app with a monthly subscription. Bonus points if they can drop packages down the chimney. According to a recent report by LEK Consulting, unmanned drones are likely to account for more than 30% of same-day package deliveries by 2040. Currently, companies such as Amazon and its Chinese counterpart JD.com are already exploring the space, but only in certain cities and for limited items. If the technology and networks are improved enough, they could take strain off of the last-mile trucking industry and speed up the delivery of other packages as well. But can it speak Igpe Atinle? Machines are getting smarter every day, but one area that they've only ever been adequate in is languages. Lengu, the AI-powered translation software, recently raised $20 million in a new seed round as they attempt to solve that problem. Currently, the software is still being trained by human-speaking corrections, but founder and CEO Christopher Kranzler says that it's approaching the point where the AI will have achieved a level where full automation is possible. Didn't have a Valentine this year? Why don't you make one then? BuzzFeed has released a quiz that builds a unique AI-generated partner for you after you enter a series of questions. Thank us later. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.